Thank you, glory, Lord. Oh, 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 oh. Thank you, glory, Lord. Heaven and earth worship you. Angels bow before your throne. The singing only, singing only, singing only, yeah. Creation, sing your praise. Cast your crowns, cast your crowns before your throne. Sing it worthy, yeah. Sing it worthy. All over this place, everybody raise your hand and say, oh.
There is no doubt that God loves you, no doubt. Even while we are sinners, he has loved us. And he has brought us to the marvelous light of his dear son, Jesus Christ. Not only does he love us to save us, he loves us to prosper us. And that's why in Genesis chapter 1, the first commandment that he gave man was that man should be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. He did not only command it, he commanded it with a blessing, and God blessed them and said. And therefore, it's an abnormality for a child of God to decrease. Don't forget the word of God says we are created in his image and likeness. And the image of God is the image of increase. If you are truly like your father, there is no room for decrease. And if then there is a decrease, we must trace the reason for the decrease. Because God works with principles. He's not a respecter of any person. In other words, if any one of us will observe to do according to his word, he will bless us and he will increase us. And this morning, in the name that's above every other name, you will increase. I say you will increase in the name of Jesus. So his love for us is demonstrated in the fivefold ministry, and is committed to ensuring that we increase. Therefore, what are these possible reasons for a decrease? Before we pray, I said last Sunday that one of the reasons for decrease will probably be when you are in the wrong job. In other words, the business, the career, the vocation and the job that God has called you to do or to be, you are not there. In other words, one has missed the road. It does not matter whether that vocation puts food on the table. It does not matter whether it puts a car under you. It does not matter whether you built a house there. If it's not in the direction God wants you to go, then you have not succeeded. Because I told you last week that success is not only a function of magnitude. You must have a direction. And the direction must be in the line that God has chosen for you. And that we prayed last week that if any of us has gone the wrong way, that by reason of revelation, God will straighten our lives. And he will direct us in the path to go. In the name of Jesus. So what are the other possible reasons why we might have, why somebody can witness decrease? Number two, not yes, last week was number one. Number two is errors. Errors. Decision errors. Inappropriate decisions that we take at times force us to decrease. So it's for a child of God. I have always said it, that a child of God, that the Spirit of God is leading, should not make mistakes. Because the word of God says you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. In other words, if we submit ourselves to the Lord fully, he will guide us. And when God is guiding you, there is no chance for errors. Because even before you make the mistake, in your dream, in your visions, the Lord will speak and say, this is the way to go. I pray to the Almighty that from now, he will speak to you and you will hear from him in the name of Jesus. So errors, inappropriate decisions can bring down a business and a family. We saw that in the book of Ruth, chapter 1, the story of Naomi. They took a decision because there was a problem in their land, and they went to another country to sojourn. The husband, the wife, two sons, and two daughter-in-laws. But in the course of time, only two of them returned. The husband died. The two sons died. One of the daughter-in-laws departed. So it was only Naomi and Ruth that came back. Beloved, there are decisions that look very small, but they have very great consequences. Like that of Lot. Abraham called Lot. He said, there should be no problem between our herdsmen. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left. The word of God said Lot looked up, and he saw a particular direction that was flourishing. And that was the place he chose. And that happened to be the place of destruction, the place of Sodom and Gomorrah. In the name that's above every other name, every small decisions that will lead to your decrease, the Lord will not allow you to make them. Say a better amen. Amen. The number two reason why a business, a career, a vocation, a job can go down is disobedience to instructions. Disobedience to instructions. We saw in the story in Genesis chapter 26, the story of Isaac that wanted to go down to Egypt because he noticed that when there was famine in the land, his father Abraham went to Egypt. And then also when there arose another famine, he did not even think twice. He just packed his load. He didn't need to decide. He didn't need to consult. He didn't need to ask questions. He had assumed that every time there is a famine, the way to go is the way of Egypt. So he packed his load and made to go to Egypt. But God spoke to him in the middle of the night. He said, go not down to Egypt. Stay in this land and I will prosper you. And we had a record that the Lord prospered him in the land where there was famine. If he had disobeyed the instruction of God, he will have declined. He will have decreased. I'm praying for you again and again. In the name that's above every other name, you will hear from God. And when you hear from God, the grace to obey God, you will receive in the name of Jesus Christ. What is the third curse, because we are rushing, because we want to pray, that can make a business, a venture, a life to go down, to decrease? Listen to me, the moment you stop growing, it's not as if you are static. One has begun to decrease. And the worst thing I fear in life is financial decrease. It gives me one kind of malaria that paracetamol cannot cure. You understand what I'm saying? You just develop malaria when you watch your bank account going down, when you watch bills piling up and there is no way to pay. That malaria that even doctors cannot cure. But the moment the money comes, the malaria disappears. So you know it's not really malaria. It is financial malaria. And the Lord Almighty will not allow that to happen to you. So what are the other things? Inadequate preparation for success. Some of us are crying for success, but we are not prepared for success. And when you are not, you see, there is a character of success. I will talk about that shortly. We are not prepared for success. Even we come to church, we cry, we pray, the lead prayer point. But are you prepared for success? Are you prepared for increase? Matthew 25 tells us the story of two types of people. 10 virgins divided into two. The word of God says 5 were foolish, 5 were wise. They knew that increase is coming. They knew that the bridegroom as announced is coming. They knew the information went to all the 10 of them. But 5 were wise. 5 were foolish. The 5 that were foolish, They took no oil. They made inadequate preparation. Success is knocking at your door. It's a promise of God. It's a command of God. Increase is a command of God. But are you ready? Don't forget the word of God in Revelation chapter 3 verse 20. It said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Anyone that opens the door for me, I will go in. Success is knocking at the door. He wants to come in. Are you prepared? Or are you like the foolish virgins that had that information but did nothing about it? That's why the word of God says, expand your tent, fasten your stakes, expand the place of your habitation. It says, spare not, because you will burst through from the left, from the side. Success is knocking. It is only those that are prepared that see it coming and they make good use of it. The foolish virgins, when eventually the success knocked, they had no oil. The wise ones, immediately they had the knock, the bridegroom is coming. The word of God said they trimmed their lamp. In other words, they were prepared. I'm praying to the Almighty God for you. You'll not be a stupid person. You'll not be a foolish one. In the name of Jesus. So inadequate preparation can make a business go down. Increase your capacity. Increase your brain. Increase your strength. Because for those that do that, success will come their way. And it will come your way in Jesus' name. I say it will come your way in the name of Jesus Christ. Now there's the characteristics of those that want to increase. They have the character. And one of the characteristics is obedience. We see that in the story of Samson. Samson knew that the power of God was mighty, but he wasted it with character, bad character. You may be witnessing some decrease now because of your character. Are you honest? Are you a man of integrity? When we commit things into your hands, do you deliver? I've told people, and let me tell you again, God is only committed to open one door. Only one door. Only one door. The rest, you open them by yourself. It's your responsibility by character to ensure that that door does not close, because it's that door that will open the rest. Are you honest? Are you paying your tithe? Because if you are not, you are making God your enemy, because you are robbing him. Samson knew that he was destined to be a successful person, but he messed it up by character. It's the grace of God upon your business now, thank God. You can only sustain it by character. Do you deliver on time? Clients are expecting more than their expectation. Before, performance is measured by meeting up. Now it's by exceeding. Is somebody listening to me this morning? Before, performance measures are by I meet up. They said I should deliver by 12 o'clock. I deliver. No. Performance is now beyond that. It is now delivering beyond, exceeding the expectation of clients. Are you listening this morning? This is what makes other people to be preferred above you. But even now, Jehovah will give you the character of excellence in the name of Jesus. Number 5 is causes. I'm talking of things that can bring people down before we pray. A business that has been going on, when it comes under a blessing, it increases. But when it comes under a curse, it begins to go down. But the beautiful thing is that if you have not done anything wrong, curses cannot work in your life. Because the word of God said a curse that is causeless cannot stand. In other words, every curse that has no reason to stand will not stand. But when you prepare a platform for curse to work, you can't escape the effect. Are you in a relationship with a partner and you are cheating the partner? Have you promised something to somebody that if we finish this business, this is your share, and you have wounded the person by disagreeing? Even if the person has not opened his mouth to curse you, the curse will work. The curse worked in the life of Jabesh. A pronouncement from his mother messed his heart up. Beloved, are you making your parents happy? Are you making them happy? Even unspoken words have effect. Words that are... See, the father of Jacob and Esau said, go and bring me something that will make me happy. Abi, the moment he's happy, he releases the word. But when he is not happy, when your parents are not happy, they invested in you so that they can be happy in their old age. And now you are now in Lagos, you have forgotten them. My mother is a witch. My father is a wizard. Why didn't they kill you before you became somebody? Honor your father and your mother, the word of God says, so that your days will be long. Many people die young because they have not honored their... Many businesses collapse because they have not honored their parents. The Spirit of God that will help you to honor your parents and be... You see, even when somebody curses you, somebody, a business partner curses you, if you go down before your mother and you have made her happy, and you tell her, this is what I'm suffering, remove it off my head, she will pray. And it will cancel whatever any other person has done. Please, these are salient points that will help us in the name of Jesus. I think I should stop there and then we'll pray. But then let me conclude by saying that if your business is not born again, your career is not born again, your job is not born again, your vocation is not, because it's apart from the fact that you are born again, your business must be born again. And one of the secrets, let me share that with you. You may be able to take it, you may not be able to take it. Tithe your business. Is somebody listening? There is a difference between your money and your company money. I'm sure all of you have dabarued everything together. But there's a difference. Tithe, as you pay tithe on yourself and your family, tithe your business too. Does somebody agree? Oh, is it too hard? It's a hard saying. Who can do this, Abi? Stand up on your feet. Let's cry to the Almighty. As I call the prayer points, you better pray sharp, 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 sharp. Because I leave here in about 10 minutes. Lift your voice and thank the Almighty and give him all the glory. Number one, for food on your table. Don't forget, some people are eating from the dustbin. Some people are eating whatever they see. Thank God for food on your table. Give him all the glory. Food is food. Whether it is pounded yam or whatever, at least you are not going to the neighbor. You are not going to the next house. Ah. We don't have anything to feed my children. You are not doing that. Give God all the glory. Give God all the praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lift your voice and say, Father, every error, every mistake that will bring me down, don't let me make it. Go ahead and pray that prayer. Don't let me make it. Life has been good, but errors can bring you down. Pray to the Almighty. Whether it's in a change of career or change of business or change of location, there can be an error there. Every error that will bring me down financially, that will bring me down spiritually, that will bring me down in every area of my life, help me not to make that mistake. Go ahead and pray that prayer. Go ahead and pray it. Pray it. Pray it. Pray that prayer, Lord. Every error that brings people down, every error that brings businesses down, every error that brings family down, every error that brings vocations down, Father, don't let me make that mistake. Better cry unto the Lord. If that's the only prayer you can pray this morning, I think it's worth it. Don't let me make that mistake. Sudden error to bring people down. Don't let me make it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Lift your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every spirit of nonchalance that leads to inadequate preparation, take it out of my life. Spirit of nonchalance, procrastination. I will do it tomorrow. I will do it next week. Nonchalance that will make me to go down. Father, take it out of my life. Oh, you are God of increase. You are not God of nonchalance. Lord, take it out of my life. Every procrastination, I will do it tomorrow. I will do it tomorrow. Spirit of unseriousness in my business, in my job. Some of you are going to work late. You think it does not matter. Father, take it out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit of unseriousness, take it out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Lift your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, endue me with character that will make me increase. Go ahead and pray that prayer. The character that will make me increase. The character of performance. The character of delivery. The character of honesty. The character of integrity that will make me increase. Lord, endue me with it. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. It was character that brought Samson down. Ah, Lord, don't let character bring me down. Endue me with good character. Just good character. Character that will promote me. Character of honesty. Character of integrity. Endue me with it and let me increase with it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father and my God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Lift your voice once again and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every curse, every pronouncement that has been working in my life, in my business, put an end to it this morning. Pray to that. Pray. Curses may be working. Pronouncements may be working. Limitations could have been placed upon you. Father, this morning, every curse, every pronouncement, every limitation, let them stop working. Put an end to them. In the name of Jesus, pray that prayer quickly. 2 more minutes to pray. 2 more minutes to pray. Every curse, every pronouncement, every limitation placed upon my business, let it stop working. Remove them completely. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, my God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. 2 more prayer points. I know that in Psalm 40, verse 1 to 3, David was given a testimony. He said, I cried unto the Lord, and the Lord inclined unto me. He said, he brought me out of an horrible pit, out of a miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock, established my going, and he put a new song in my mouth. That is a testimony, isn't it? You will give one too. I say you will give your own testimony. But then he prayed before that. In Psalm 90 verse 17, he prayed a prayer. I want to pray that prayer now. Psalm 90 verse 17, what does it say? And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. Hey, the beauty of the Lord our God. In other words, we become acceptable. Wherever we go, it is the beauty of the Lord that they will see. They won't even see that proposal. They won't see that quotation. What they see is that, this is beautiful. The hand of the Lord is upon. He said, let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. 2 prayer points. And establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the works of our hands establish thou. 2 prayer points you pray. You say, Father, from now on, let the beauty of the Lord be upon my business and establish the work of my hands. Go ahead and pray that prayer. The beauty of the Lord. The beauty of the Lord. Ewa oluwa. Ko wa lara mi. Ko wa lori ise mi. Ewa. the beauty ewa oluwa ko wa lara mi ko wa lara ise mi. Let the beauty of the Lord be upon me and establish the work of my hands in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. One final prayer point. The word of God says, by the scent of water, even the dry tree can blossom again. In other words, if there is something, a tree that is dry, by the time you keep pouring water, you just find out that it begins to grow again. By the scent of water, even the dry tree can blossom again. Water is significant and the representation of the Holy Spirit. Lift up your two hands unto God and say, breathe upon me afresh. Holy Spirit, breathe upon my business. Breathe upon my finances afresh. Breathe upon it. Breathe upon my finances. You are God of increase. Breathe upon me. Breathe upon my finances. Don't let me go down again. Cause an increase by your power. Force an increase into my finances. Force it, Lord. Breathe upon me, Holy Spirit. By the scent of water, even that which is dry can blossom again. Even if my business is dry, my job is dry, my finances is dry, breathe upon me this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, my God. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Father, I thank you again this morning, and I return all the glory. Father, the summation and the conclusion of everything we have said this morning, please breathe upon us. Every dry portion and part of our life, send your spirit, especially into our finances. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Baba, open your heavens over me. We call you the powerful God. Worship you, O God.
Powerful God of heaven is my Lord.
We call you the powerful God.
Powerful God of heaven is my Lord.
You are the powerful God.
Powerful God
of heaven is my Lord. Holy Jesus.
Holy